Start us off, homie.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, two beers, two mics, back in the building.
We're back, baby.
Holla at your boys. We got Nate over here.
That's me.
Miller. What's up,
homie? Our content manager.
What's up, homie?
All right. Cheers.
Yeah, boom. Yep.
Same time around. Yeah, whatever. Okay, they missed the whole Kate Middleton thing.
Yeah, whole Kate Middleton thing. So I'm sorry to hear about it.
Quickly, let's just say it one more time. We just have a practice run, guys, because we don't know what we're doing. I'm still knocking the dust off of all this stuff since it's been a while since we've done this.
Yeah, I mean,
Kate Middleton.
Yes,
AI video is probably a hoax. They probably just touched it up. She's not doing well because she has cancer. That's all it is, and everyone's freaking out on the internet.
Well, the problem is they should not have even done the video aspect of it. It should have released a statement or have her husband come out and say, you know what, our family's going through some shit right now. My wife, she has cancer. Please bear with us. Give us our time and our peace with our family.
I would just, same thing.
But if you just make a statement, then you're done. You don't have to put her out there.
I don't think she had to do that.
No, I don't think so either.
The internet goes so wild, though. Like, it's like
they are dissecting everything.
Dude, you go on Twitter, which I love Twitter now because before it was all censored. Like, you couldn't say anything or you're like, you know, you're blocked or whatever. When you look at it now, it is kind of the Wild West, which it should be a little bit, right? Free speech, right? That's what we're looking for, right? Now, there's some things you can't do on there. Some stuff I'm like, you guys probably shouldn't have this on here. But they just, it's Wild West, like I said. But the Kate Middleton thing is, one, the girl's sick. Let her be.
Let her get healthy.
I think they're, you know, the whole thing with the flowers don't move in the background. Like, maybe they touched it up. Everyone uses Photoshop anyway.
Everybody has a green screen behind them anyway.
I got news for all of you. Your favorite Instagram model ain't your favorite Instagram model. I'll tell you that right now.
I mean, everybody has a green screen behind them.
Some kind of AI touch. All of our phones and all this stuff has this thing. Speaking of that, I better probably look at our stuff. Make sure we're recording. we suck at this.
Yeah, it's okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, prayers go out to her.
Hopefully, the Dutch. I say Duchess because wasn't she Duchess of something first before she's Princess something?
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, what 1 to 10? Would you rate her? What would you rate her?
As far as looks?
Yeah. Well, everything overall.
I don't know much about her.
I don't either.
So I couldn't rate her.
She is a beautiful woman.
Oh, she's very pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty.
That's it. Just pretty.
Well, I mean, there's.
Okay, so you're saying. Well, for me, Meghan Markle's hotter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot take. It's not even a hot take.
For me, there's just different levels of prettiness. You know, it's like.
Meghan Markle's.
Top is gorgeous. Like, that's the. Like.
Who's. Okay, since we're into this now, who's like. Give me, like, who's gorgeous?
Now, it's funny because a lot of it now is not natural anymore.
Well, we know.
You know? But a lot of people grace with age.
Age gracefully.
Yes. That's what I said, right?
You kind of said it.
What did I say?
You said grace with age.
Oh, yeah, I did. My bad. Hey, it's the beers. I haven't had any beers.
You didn't drink in Jamaica?
I didn't say I didn't drink. I just said I had beers.
Did you have El Presidente?
I had a couple of those.
Hell yeah.
I didn't like them.
Why?
Too light.
Too light? It's day drinking beer.
Yeah, no, I'll just give my. Anyway, give me
somebody who's gorgeous. I'll give you one, and then you give me one.
Jennifer Lopez,
gorgeous.
Yeah,
she's being called out right now.
For what?
This is how we're starting the show, guys. Social media gossip.
For what?
Oh, there's people that went to school with her, and she was like on this video saying that she was. Oh, I used to do this running around in New York, and then this girl gets on. And she goes, "I went to elementary school, middle school, and high school with you. None of that shit's true." She's like, stop using us.
But that's because what I'm saying, though.
I don't know. She calls her out. And it's on TikTok. It's on Instagram. I've seen it in numerous places.
Right.
It makes me laugh. I'm like, she goes, you're not one of us. You're not Jenny from the block. Okay.
Right.
She goes, you were a star in high school and you got on The Living Color, that. So Fly Girls, all dancing, that. She's like, you've been amazing forever. Just to say that. You don't have to say that you were poor and you didn't have anything.
Right.
Chill.
Who's the girl?
Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Wolf of Wall Street.
I think she's sexy. I think she's sexy. And that's a different level.
Ooh, I like this though. Different levels of, like, can you say hotness or just like hot. Different? Just, let's call it different levels.
Yeah.
Like, I think gorgeous, Adriana Lima, but she was also Victoria's Secret model. So, like, super hot.
Right.
Sultry, sexy, that kind of stuff.
You haven't watched Suits, but if you do watch Suits, there's an actress named Donna on there. She's a redhead.
Oh, yeah.
Sexy.
White girl?
Yeah.
We know you like them white girls.
Well, I have one.
And that's attaboy. Yeah. Is she here? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she did.
No. Yeah. Meghan Markle's hot.
Yeah.
I've seen her. She's infatuated with being famous. I think that's why she snuck her way into this.
No, they've been dating for a while.
I know. Secretly. She snuck her way into this, though. She's infatuated with
She's already famous from the show.
She's too woke of a person for anything. So they had a podcast. Spotify dropped them once they started. Like, you can't bash. Hey, you
What's
can't
your definition
bite the,
of woke?
How about just say way too liberal?
Okay.
Hey, not everything has to be inclusive. There are things that are not for people.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
That's a terrible definition.
Yeah.
Because that's only part of it. But like when you know what I'm saying? Like when you're
You know who used to be fucking gorgeous back in the day? It was Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
That's what I said.
You said Haley.
No. Well, you know what?
How do you forget that?
No, because Haley is the younger one with the twin sister, Chloe. They had a...
Who are you talking about?
She's a singer now. She's a singer and actress.
All are.
She's the one that played Little Mermaid. The live
Zendaya? No, that's not Zendaya.
No. She's pretty.
She's pretty,
she's
too.
She's beautiful.
But she has I like chest. Hey, I like light skinned girls. For real. Tyra Banks was on my wall.
Oh my gosh, Tyra Banks.
Is she kind of light skinned, right?
She's mixed.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does Mariah Carey count? You see her as a white girl though, right?
Yeah. I do see her as a white girl. But
her dad's black, right?
Yeah.
Or is her mom black? No, it's her dad.
One of them.
But you don't you look at her and you go, white girl. Right?
You did until you realized was she No, so, she has some soul in her, dude. Her body, her curves are not white.
Hey. The honey video. Hello.
Her curves are not white.
Remember that? The honey video?
The one with Mace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I'm having flashbacks.
All right. Let's get to this.
What just happened?
Well, just talk about social media real quick.
I'm going to put the camera on you if yours is still going. Let me look at them.
Okay. Since we're talking about social media real quick, what social media follows or your favorites right now? I mean, I don't
since
know if I have one.
Since that's all we're talking about,
right? I don't know if I have one right now. I just follow. I follow a lot of different things. But I don't have a favorite. I just don't like. I have to go to this guy. No, I don't do that. I just follow them all. But
I don't think it's have to go for this guy. So one right now, I'm into cleaning. I don't even know why. Cleaning is it's satisfying. You ever seen that? I watched a woman clean an oven yesterday, and I was like, I need to do that. I'm getting old. Hey, I watched her step by step how she does this, and I go, I could do that. I don't even know why. There's a woman on, I don't know her name. I'll put it up here. I'll find it, I promise. Right there. She goes and cleans for free, but she makes so much money on YouTube and the views and everything and the ads that she just goes and cleans like the worst. Hey, you remember that show Hoarders? She goes and cleans houses like that. Just her. Hey, roaches all over the walls, rats. She's cleaning it. Doesn't matter.
Wow.
That's incredible.
So what are your two that you're following right now?
I follow a lot of them. I don't know everybody's stuff.
You said at Pat's Queen?
Oh, at Pasta. Hey, shout out at Pasta Queen. She's, hey, sultry, sexy, makes cooking hot.
Okay.
And not like a weird way.
No.
Where she's got her out. It's just like... how she's making it.
Oh.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the Olivia, or whatever her name is. One's got 10 billion followers all of a sudden.
Yeah.
She's like that little punk rock princess, you know, like, I'm making it like this kind of shit, you know? She did a collab with the Pasta Queen, and I was like, who's this?
Mm.
And she makes some shit that you're like, this lemon carpaccio chicken dish with like these crazy noodles I've never even heard of. I don't know what, they're just noodles. But you know what I mean? Then there's another one. Are you hungry? Are you hungry? Maybe his name's Ari. I don't know. He yells at you. And he's like, he goes, I'll blank this out. He's like, you've been fucking up making your food. Follow me. Like,
yes. I've seen him.
You've seen him?
I've seen him.
And he's like, hey, if you like your steak medium, if you like your steak medium, you're fucking up. I'll blank all that out. He made a lasagna yesterday that I saw on his social. I was like, yo, I told my wife, I go, hey, look. You know, I'm always on her face. Look at this. This is so awesome. I'm going to make this lasagna. He makes the homemade noodles out of sheets and stuff with perfect sheets on there. You know, like he grabs like all the stuff like you buy at the store that come already pre-made. He like breaks it up. He goes, throw that shit away. It's garbage. It's pretty awesome. You're not enthused at all. And I don't like it. Well, I'm talking about food and you and awesome social media like they're gonna be like, I'm sure that's how they make their money now, but it's fun. It's an awesome thing to watch.
No, I like watching different things.
But speaking of different things, your algorithm is way different than mine, dude. I know you use TikTok a lot, yeah. Our TikTok channel. Holy moly, bro. We're totally opposite. You need to mix yours up a little bit. Yours is a little one-sided.
Well, no, I don't tell you anything. I just flip through it.
We won't get into it on here, but I'm like, hey, man, you got to have like a... Hey, we're centrists, right? We lean left or right, no matter what. It depends on the issue. Some of your stuff, I'm going, this is only one side. We can't look at it this way. I know you see it. Then there, and it's funny how fast TikTok changes.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Because if you find one, hey, are you looking at engagement rings?
I know.
There's many jewelry things on your algorithm.
What the hell?
I'm just calling you out because I was sitting there going, how come every other thing is an ad for jewelry? Were you looking at jewelry at one point?
I was at one point,
but it's like a long time.
Yeah, like a long time ago.
But I'm saying, like, it's like every other fourth,
and it stays there.
But not everything does, because sometimes you'll find LeBron hate or you'll find Jordan hate.
But I don't even, I just scroll.
No, I'm saying, but like, well, if you like it or if you stay, here's the problem. If you watch it, 15 seconds in,
oh,
it's that, you like it. That's what they counted on. I don't know if it's 15 seconds exactly.
I don't click on the heart, though.
No, I do.
Yeah, I don't click on the heart.
Yeah, our algorithms are different. I'm not saying in like a political like, outlook, but what I'm saying is, like, I'm looking at complete death and utter destruction or cooking and cleaning.
And then I'm looking at
you're looking at animals and that are passing, and their mom and dads are sending them to heaven with nice tributes and New York basketball or something in the AFC North, and mine is totally opposite. And sprinkle some titties in there.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. Speaking of AFC North,
yes,
the
segues.
NFL. The NFL. It's a cold business.
You said it, sir. Well, hey, you don't even have to say it's cold business. It's business.
Well, it's business.
Hey, but I'm doing the same thing at my work right now. It is what it is.
But the thing that a lot of us fans have to realize, like that loyalty that we used to...
There is none.
We used to... pride ourselves on,
yeah,
it's not really there anymore, right?
Right.
Organizations lie to players, players lie to organizations. You can't,
oh my God,
you can't fault a player, especially in the NFL, for trying to maximize the opportunity and get as much funds as he possibly can.
That's the point.
To set his family for the future down the road, right?
It's a golden opportunity.
Because at any point in time, organization could be done with you.
How long is the, I'm already holding
average.
I was like, how
like
long
two and
is
a half
the career?
Years, two and a half,
it's,
3 years.
It's almost, you can round it to three, right?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a decent career.
Yeah.
Chris Carson could have been a killer.
Boom. NFL free agency started about 2 weeks ago.
Yes, it did.
And
it was kind of wild for a couple of days.
And what players like to do is they have that tampering window where they can go talk to other teams to figure out what they can get on the
market. I love that they call it tampering.
Right.
And they celebrate it.
Right. where they are allowed to go see what kind of money they can get.
Yeah.
Okay. And we know as a running back market, it's been dwindled.
Yeah.
And it's not as, you don't make as much, right?
No.
So players want to try to maximize as much dollars that he can get early in the process.
Supposed to. That's the name of the game.
But the Bengals and the Packers, I'm calling you two out.
And their running backs.
And their running backs, Mixon and Jones. Okay.
Excellent running backs. Would you say they're top 10?
I don't know about excellent, but they're
top 10?
One of them is.
Aaron Jones isn't?
No, he is.
You don't think Joe Mixon's the top 10?
No.
All right, here we go. Keep going.
As
you were, now you're thinking about it. Like, oh, shit.
I know. He's 11. No.
All right.
So both what the Bengals and the Packers did is fucked up, basically.
I agree.
They held Mixon and Jones hostage, right? While they secretly went out and...
I don't think it was a secret. I think they knew what they're doing.
But they didn't let the players allow them to go do what they have to do. Let me finish the story. So they secretly went out basically and looked for their replacements.
Of course.
Without allowing them, Mixon and Jones, to go out and seek a trade or talk to other teams for get more money. So at the last minute, once the Bengals and the Packers found a replacement, they cut the guys loose.
Right.
But the problem was the tampering period, the free agency has already been gone. The money has already been dried up. So they Mixon and Jones were not able to get the maximum dollars that they could have get. And that's fucked up, I think.
No, I think it's you're not wrong. Who did so the Packers got Josh Jacobs.
Yes.
Then they let it, but wasn't it kind of like at the same time? Like,
yeah.
Hey, we got Josh, you need to go. And like, because NFL.com, the social media does this thing where like, ooh, you know, like we get from our guys we follow, and Adam and Shefty, and all those guys.
Aaron Jones to go in the division and go to the Minnesota Vikings. Say, fuck you, Packers. I'm going to come back and whoop your ass.
I get that.
Yeah. Mixon got traded at the last minute.
Those poor Vikings.
Mixon got traded at the last minute to Houston.
Hey.
That's a good pickup from Houston, though.
These Texans... If they build exactly on what they just did,
they're coming.
CJ Stroud.
They're already here.
Put it that way. You're right.
You know, they're already here.
I like that. They're already here.
But they're trying to make it.
Shout out
strides.
Dan, too.
They're trying to make strides right now.
I think D'Amico Ryans knows exactly what to do.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, real quick, side note, just before we get crazy, your committee, which is awful, the hip drop tackle.
Okay.
It's an automatic first down and a 15-yard penalty. Bro, what are we doing?
Just like a horse collar tackle.
Hold on. You got a 5'10" cornerback trying to take down DK Metcalf, who's 6'3".
Okay.
How are you supposed to tackle that dude?
Learn how to tackle.
Put your head in front of the football,
wrap up, and bring him down.
But there's different angles in football. They
figured out how to not horse collar anybody anymore. So they figure out how to tackle.
I think that's different, and I think you know that.
No, just tackle. Learn how to tackle. People don't know how to tackle anymore. They always go for the shoulder bump. Now I'm trying to get back to the old school game and tackle.
Yeah, play but hip drop defense. Tackle was part of the old school game.
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
A guy that's, how are you going to tell me, first of all, congratulations on Derrick Henry. If you have five guys trying to pull him down, all they're doing is pulling their body weight and pulling him down, using their hips, pulling down.
But they are dragging their feet on the ground, though.
Nonetheless, what I'm saying
is... The problem is when you're bringing your whole body up and you're bringing them down backwards, it's just like...
You know what it should be illegal for?
It's just like a horse collar tackle.
Hold on. You know what it should be illegal for? Just the big guys.
You can't just justify that.
Yeah.
No.
Because it happens in the middle. Happens on the line.
But you can't justify that.
But you know what I'm saying, though, right?
No.
Yes, you do.
Well, I do, but I don't want to.
You know, come on. For the sake of argument, just take your side and I'm taking mine.
I am.
That's what we do. It's two beers, two mics, everybody. I'm saying that I get the big guys taking each other down like that. And I know it's going to be selective, but dude, 15 yards. Here's the problem. Okay. Here's my problem with it. It's not even the hip drop tackle. It's the penalty.
Horse call the same thing.
But 15 yards on an auto?
A personal foul.
Here we go again. It's going to be, average football game is going to be, ended up being 45 to 55.
A personal foul.
That's what it's going to start happening.
A personal foul or... Roughing the passer, the same damn thing.
You can't tackle nobody now. Now you're going to take another tackle away from them?
But you have to learn how to tackle now.
I don't think, that's debatable too, because I think everyone, it's 50-50.
No. Learn how to tackle.
Yes, you do. You say that all the time. Nobody wraps up.
Oh, no, they don't.
Nobody wraps
right.
up.
They don't.
We talk about it the time.
But now you have to. Now you go back to the old school and learn how to tackle.
What I'm saying is the penalties are too harsh.
I don't think so.
I think all of them. I think holding penalties too harsh too.
I think that's too harsh.
I don't want the game to slow down. Remember, it's already slow enough, but right. we need this, and we're not sure if this is even going to pass. It hasn't gone yet.
And
this week is the ownership.
And I don't think a freaking 5-yard illegal contact should be automatic first down.
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. 5 yards, 5 yards.
5 yards, 5 yards.
Most penalties should be five.
Right.
No, horse I agree collar with you. And if you're trying to prevent injury. Okay, an automatic first down, all that kind of stuff. That stuff, that I get.
The only thing I would say is maybe not 15, but give him 10 yards.
Okay, but a holding penalty, you could call it on any play you want. Why is it holding, going back 10 yards?
Because the NFL's and the referees there call that right now. We want that team to win.
I know that.
So that's what happens.
I hate the definition of their new So once they did their, what did the NFL do like 10 years ago? They changed themselves from a... non-profit to a profit deal.
Something like that.
And so now they can technically be like WWE. Yeah. And you're like, I know there's sports betting. And no, hey, just so you guys know, nothing's real and all this is fake and we all die. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
NFL news. Okay, so give me your favorite free agency swap this year. Jacobs to the Packers is pretty good.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think he's
why because Bakhtiari fucking got shit canned and
no,
they let him go.
I don't think he's any
another
better.
Line's
I don't think
be terrible.
Any better than Aaron what they already had. I think Aaron Jones is way better in that offense than what they did.
He catches the balls out of the backfield.
But this way, you saw the 49er game in playoffs.
Oh, I know.
Jacobs doesn't do what Aaron Jones does.
You're gonna need the 1-2 punch. Who's the other guy for the Packers though?
They got rid of him. AJ Dillon's gone.
OJ. I don't think
Jacobs does what Aaron Jones does for that offense. And that's my problem.
I would say Jones is more versatile, but Jones is 29, right? So I think they're thinking you got 2 years.
28. Okay, when? No, see, I don't know.
Packers are kind of in that. Hey, we have our window.
I didn't like that one.
The window's starting to open. Am I wrong? Remember, the NFC's weak, dude.
I know.
Right now, sorry, anybody else. Okay, talk about. Hey, come on, man. Talk about my favorite corny dude ever, but I love him so much. The corniest in the NFL right now. Who is that dude?
I have no idea. There's
come on, man. Don't make me play this game.
There's a lot of corny dudes, dude.
On
what team?
He's the corniest.
On what team?
He's going to be a Hall of Famer. That's all I had to say.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Quarterback?
His last job didn't work out.
Quarterback.
Come on, bro. I can't believe this is taking you this
long. Kirk Cousins?
Seriously? Really?
I don't know.
I said corny.
Well, that's corny.
No, he was being, hey, the black community was accepting him. They were jumping him in. Come on, man. This ain't that hard.
I don't know. Yeah, it is.
His new boss is named Mike. Dude, his wife is a pop star. That should be it right there. I can't believe
I am drawing a blank.
Oh, I'm going to keep doing this. This is great.
I am drawing a blank.
He is father to another rap star's son.
He's father to another rap star's son.
Whose wife is a pop star.
Oh, Russell.
Jesus Christ, Jesus. James Miller. Did everyone get that? I'm sure everyone's screaming right now at you like, it's Russell Wilson!
I think that's a horrible pickup.
I think that he, you know, after that interview with with B. Marshall,
yeah,
I think they were like, send him out. Go.
Well, here's my thing.
He tried to stay as a Denver Bronco.
Here's my thing. You must not believe in him if you go out there and get Justin Fields.
So here's lots of thoughts come to my mind because you're not wrong.
Is it weird? Is it to me?
You're kind of wrong, but you're not wrong.
does it seem like the Pittsburgh Steelers are trying to model themselves after Baltimore?
You should. That's a good model.
I'm just saying, though, but it doesn't seem that way, right?
I'm giving you their flowers. I know. And I'm not even talking about Zay. What up?
I'm just asking. I mean, like, you know, Patrick Queen, another player, another safety.
Yeah.
And then
hey,
you got Fields.
Does that hurt a little bit? That's tough.
That hurts.
Hey, what's worse? Jones going to the Vikings or Patrick Queen going to the Steelers?
Well, for me, it's Queen.
Yeah. Hey, that's a, would you say top 10 linebacker? Or would you say?
Well, he has to be. He's an all pro.
Would you say top 5?
He's all pro, so yeah.
Top 5, not number 5.
Correct.
Top 3, not number 3?
Probably. Well, based off of the all pro aspect of it, yes, because he's second team all pro. So there's two linebackers in the all pro, and he's first team all pro.
That one sucked.
So
I felt really bad. I was like,
any team, any team but them.
Right? No, not any team, because if he went to Cleveland, you'd be like, oh, God damn it.
Any team but the North.
Yeah. Because if he went to the Bengals, you'd be real. Would it be worse if he went to the Bengals?
No, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's our Haiti rival.
I feel free on that one.
I was like, mother.
But nonetheless, like, so Russell's over there now.
And he got less money.
That's what I'm saying. What happened there?
I don't understand.
Am I making that up? Like, no. He got less money. I thought Seattle gave him an offer. Apparently they didn't.
They didn't give him a $13.5 million offer.
We could have gave Bobby his money. We didn't do that either, which makes no sense.
Did that hurt you go to Washington?
No.
No, it didn't.
Because Sean Alexander did that too, and he was out of the league.
Because he already left.
But that sucks, though, for Bobby. We could have gave Bobby the money, but I think they want to, hey, you got to go younger right now. It's just what it is. Yeah. And Bobby's the man. Like, first ballot Hall of Famer. He's like, what, a 10-time All-Pro? He's a bad dude, right? Most decorated linebacker in the league right now. Don't argue with me. It's totally true.
He's not 10-time All-Pro.
I think he is.
No, not All-Pro. No.
You don't think so?
No.
This is year 12.
Not all pro.
Year 13. Year 12.
Not all pro. Pro Bowl, but not all pro.
How many times? I'm going to find this out.
I say he's probably a 4-time all pro.
4?
Yeah.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I'm just saying.
A disrespect.
Not disrespect. 4-time all pro is an excellent career.
No, you're not wrong.
I'm not.
Let's see. Hey.
How many time all pro? Not Pro Bowl, all pro.
A 10-time all pro selection, including 6 first team selections. I stand on business when I talk about Bobby.
So 6-time all pro.
10.
Well, I don't count the second team.
13. Bullshit. Because if Lamar was on the second team, which he has been, that's you still count it.
It fits my argument.
Come on, man. I got one right.
You got it right. 10-time All-Pro?
3-time NFL tackles leader. It's because the front line can't stop nobody.
Right, right. But no MVPs.
It's one of it is, man. No defensive player of the year either.
That's what I meant.
Oh. I like that, though. I like that you said it like that. Because it should be an MVP.
Oh, yeah.
Defensive player of the year should just call go defensive
Ray
MVP.
Ray Lewis has one.
What?
Ray Lewis has one.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy? So does he have two?
So does Terrell Suggs.
T-Sizzle. T-Sizzle lives here. He plays in that AZ Hoops Desert whatever.
Since we're on the NFL topic.
That's what I saw in your whole content listing. I was like, is there anything else you want to talk about? Like, well, March Madness is going on. Well, NBA playoffs are about to happen.
I said March Madness. You remember the Jordan rules, right?
I read the book.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
Probably not.
So the Raiders are now going to try to do the Mahomes rules. Will the NFL allow that to happen?
Probably.
Or are they going to like...
It's what sells, dude.
Or are they going to over-penalize them to stop them from doing that? You know what I'm saying? So like if they chip Mahomes, it's going to be a rough and passage. Are they going to purposely watch them and any little ticky-tack thing that happens on Mahomes because of the comments being made, the NFL telling the referees, overemphasize, you can't do that?
It's hard to say because nowadays it seems like nobody can do anything to anybody.
Well,
I was a little hot when I texted you that, like, why don't we just put flags on everybody?
For real.
What are we doing?
I know.
And then you're watching rugby players beat the shit out of each other in other countries. Like, oh my God. Lacrosse in high school. They hit harder.
Love it. Love it.
I love the NFL. Don't get me wrong. But, dude, we're getting into a weird spot, right?
We are.
Do you think they revert back?
No.
Can you look into the future and go, what were we thinking?
Well,
because the NBA is reverting back now.
I would say this.
The NBA is going back, going towards, like, we can't flop no more.
We're going back to, we're going to NBA in a minute. I would say this. I think they will allow the defenses to be a defense.
Yeah.
But still keep the offense the way it is.
Yeah.
So going back to
you got to remember fantasy. Fantasy is the factor.
So going back to where it was, probably not like with the physicality of the game, but they're going to allow defenses to do a little bit more and get away with a little bit like more tugs and more hold. I mean,
right.
And not call as much.
Understood.
And be more physical than what they were.
Well, because, I mean, that's
because there's no way that they would allow.
Put them down, man. Put them down, man.
there's no way they would allow Baltimore last year to be that physical, except for the one game.
Right. Except the one game against the Chiefs.
Except for the one game.
That counted. The only one that counts.
The only one that counted, they penalized them.
Only in a... Yeah. Silly, right?
Right.
Are you going to get over that loss?
No.
I wouldn't either. No. You think Saints fans are over that Rams loss?
No.
I don't think so either.
And that's more egregious than the Ravens one.
I know.
Like that...
I don't know what's more egregious, that call or them not running the ball ever. Like that still is like, hey...
I know.
That's still up there like...
I know.
If I ever get the chance to see McDonald, I'm going to be like, hey, man, what happened? I know you were on the other side calling the defense, but I want to know.
I guarantee they were told, don't play your game.
Ugh, that sucked to hear.
Well, I mean, but seriously, though.
I know we're talking about that. Let's like, but.
All right, so NBA's playoffs coming up pretty soon.
You excited?
No, not yet.
No, not yet?
No.
I'm a homer when it comes to that stuff. I watch all the first round, everything.
The standings is so close and tight. I just want to know where we fit in, like what seed.
You'll be the fifth seed.
We'll be the fourth or fifth seed.
Right now we're third. Knicks have to be all healthy, though.
Right now we're the third.
Oh, you guys are third? I thought you were fifth. Or fourth, right?
Well, we won like...
You won last night, right?
No, we lost to Denver.
That was two nights ago, though. You guys won last night because your win streak was one.
Who we played last night?
Was it last night? Yeah, you guys won last night. You guys beat Minnesota? I'm just making things up.
I was on a plane. I was on a plane if it did.
Oh. Yeah.
We can look it up, though.
We could look it up.
Yeah. Look at the standings. But it's like...
Let's do this.
We know who the good teams are, you know, in like the Denver.
Celtics. 8-game win streak right now. Or 9-game win streak.
Well, they lost to Denver.
Dude. They lost to Denver, but they beat the Bulls last night.
Oh, really? You going to count that one as a...
Hey, they have a 9-game win streak, dude.
No, they don't.
Ladies and gentlemen,
they haven't played 9 games since they lost to Denver.
The Boston Celtics pushed their NBA winning streak to 9 games with a 124-113 victory over the Chicago Bulls on Saturday as the Houston Rockets won their 8th straight as well over Utah. Bro.
I've been on vacation.
If you're going to be 2 beers, 2 mics, you got to be 2 beers, 2 mics, bro.
I've been on vacation.
Hey, I say some wild shit on the pod, but you better come with the facts.
My bad, dude.
You said they lost to Denver. Like, then you said New York lost to Denver. Who? Everyone loses to Denver.
Everybody.
But you're like 2 weeks behind.
I know.
So, yeah, so the Celtics are killing it. And the reason why I brought up win streaks is because Houston is sneaky, sneaky right
what,
now.
What seed are they in right now?
They're 11. But they're right behind the Warriors, one game back of the Warriors.
And Lakers.
And yeah, well, Lakers have a one-game lead over the Warriors. Mm. You know, because like...
Yeah.
Yeah. That play-in is kind of cool. But do you want to watch Lakers-Warriors? Or would you rather... Because I don't want to watch Lakers-Houston.
No, because it's nine...
The Warriors don't make the playoffs. Is that weird?
It's 9-10 and it's 7-8.
And so then, much going on.
And then the loser of 7-8 plays the winner of 9-10.
Yeah.
So...
Let's do the NBA standings right now. Let's look them all up. We'll put them up here for everybody, too. So, in the East right now, Celtics 57-14. Oi. Then it goes Bucks, Cavs, Knicks are the fourth seed, Magic, Pacers, Heat, Sixers, and then your 9-10 are Bulls, Hawks. Nets ain't catching the Hawks, not with only 2 weeks left in the season, really. Mm-hmm. They're five games back, but that's pretty much your
East. We won Brooklyn. That's who we beat.
It was Brooklyn.
No, last night you said Knicks. That's who we played, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Not Minnesota.
Still beating the Nets.
We run New York, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. So your thoughts on the East?
My thoughts on the East is Boston going to choke in the playoffs.
You think they're gassing it? They're going to, how would you say it? They're winning now and then they won't win when it counts?
Yeah.
Like the 2001 Mariners? 116 wins?
Right. I don't.
Lose at the Yankees?
I don't see that style of play of shooting threes all the time working as much in the playoffs.
That's the game now, though.
Yeah, but teams are going to adjust. If you have a good defensive team.
So you're saying do they make the second round?
Yes.
Because I have no problem with seeing them beat. I mean, right now they'd be playing the Sixers. So
But with Embiid?
Without Embiid.
No, but he's coming back.
You think so for the playoffs?
Yeah.
It's debatable.
Yeah. Who's the five
seed? The East is so weird. I think it's only those top four, honestly.
Who's the five seed?
Magic.
Oh, yeah.
Ahead of the Pacers by two games.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, to me in the East, I think it's the Bucks and Celtics to lose.
That's what I think so, too.
I think it's those
Cavs are going to make some noise.
Cavs will win the first round, and then they'll lose to the Bucks.
Yeah.
And then Knicks will lose to the Celtics.
It'll be Cavs-Pacers, so they should be able to handle them.
Yeah, they should be able to handle
them. Should.
Should.
Halliburton's playing pretty good when he's not hurt.
Right.
What about your Knicks, dog?
They'll win the first round, I think. I think they'll be
Orlando. I love watching Jalen Brunson. Oh, such a stud.
He's like, I don't know if he's the most improved player in the league, but he better get some MVP
I think he's votes. Always been that guy, to me.
He needs to get some MVP votes.
That's like, what I think.
One or two. I'm not saying a lot.
Let's look at the West. Now, the West, the Thunder have a four-game win streak. Thunder playing pretty good, too. The number one seed right now.
Thunder are.
Yeah. Well, they have technically they're 49-20, and the Nuggets are 50-21. So their win percentage just puts them number one. So it's a half a game, really. Nuggets won three in a row.
No, it's not half a game. 49-20 and 51-21.
Actually, it doesn't even say right here, it shows games behind. Null. Like nothing. So basically, they're tied for the number one seed. But if they were to start today because of the percentage, I think that's what they go off
of. Tiebreakers, not because of percentage.
Well, I mean, they're just I'm going off of what's highlighted in bold.
Okay. Anyway, Suns, so Thunder, Nuggets, who's third seed? Timberwolves,
Clippers, yeah. Pelicans, Suns, Kings, Mavericks. Mavericks playing pretty good right now, finally. And then Lakers, Warriors, and Rockets are just right there knocking on the door, dude.
Suns are seven seed, so they are playing the...
Suns are a six seed.
Six seed, so they're playing the
they're
three...
They're playing Wolves.
Three play Wolves.
I think the Wolves will beat them, for real.
I don't know.
What?
Not if Cat's not back.
Well, I don't think that matters.
It does matter.
I don't think the Suns are... What? Hey,
no,
hey,
Suns will
Bradley Beal might not be on that team next year.
Suns will beat...
Or D-Book and KD will be gone.
Suns will beat the Timberwolves without Cat.
You think if the Clippers stay healthy, they can get there?
Clippers stay healthy. The Clippers are dark horse.
I think so, too. If James Harden plays defense on the right team.
Well,
have you seen these highlights? He went and contested Kawhi Leonard's shot the other day.
It was supposed to be
here we go. I want to see this. Yeah, try to defend this.
No, that's what he said.
I saw clear evidence of him shoot. He put his hand up when he was shooting a three.
I know that. He said he was just goofing off.
That's silly.
I know.
When the game's on the line,
I know.
You would decide to be goofy? What are we doing, James Harden?
I don't know. He's the ASU boys. What do you expect?
What does that have to do with it?
They don't have...
You're throwing a shade at ASU right now?
Yeah.
Because the U of A's in it?
Of course.
AC didn't even make the tourney.
No shit.
They weren't gonna.
GC, in the last 15 years, GCU has more tourney wins than ASU.
Boom. What's up?
What's up, Lopes?
Thanks, Dan Marley.
What's up, Lopes?
Dude, knocking off St. Mary's? Woo!
We'll get in that in a minute. No, so I still think the West is going to be Denver and Dark Horse Clippers.
Yeah,
I think OKC will get to the second round.
I kind of see Nuggets getting right back in there.
Right.
Well, their window's open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that team is just too good.
They are.
Yeah.
Jokic, dude.
He's the MVP.
Is it Jokic or Jokic? Jokic.
Joker.
Joker, right?
Joker.
Did you see Rudy Gobert trying to talk shit to him the other night?
Yeah, shut up.
He goes, I'm going to guard Jokic. He goes, I have 47, brother.
but he might be the fourth time defense player of the year. Rudy Gobert.
Why? Because of block shots.
I don't know, but does that put him in the Dwight Howard Hall
you
of Fame?
You think
status?
That makes. No, because Dwight Howard's on the Hall of Fame.
Should he be?
Should.
Will he be?
Dwight Howard should be top 75 player.
Will he be?
He'll be a top 100 player, I bet.
No, in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they'll both make it.
So Rudy Gobert will make it then.
We know this. Hey. The Lakers starting five right now will get in the Hall of Fame somehow.
Right, for real. Yeah.
How about that dunk from Anthony Edwards the other night?
That was nice.
Was it a dunk or was it a slap-in?
Slap-in.
I think.
You got to touch the rim with a dunk.
I mean, it looked cool as hell.
Yeah, but you got to touch the rim.
He can cuss that dude. Yeah.
Like Blake Griffin had like a lot of those.
He had a lot of those. Yeah. That one on the baseline where he just. Yeah. Sean Kemp called him out. He goes, that's a slap-in. That ain't a dunk.
Yeah, you got to be able to grab the rim.
You gotta kind of rip on it, right?
Just rip on this game right now. Yeah.
Your Nuggets will probably win the whole thing, guys.
Right.
Is that what you're thinking? Nuggets Celtics?
Yeah. No.
Or do you think Nuggets Milwaukee?
Nuggets Milwaukee.
Wow, Milwaukee gets it done.
I think so. I think so.
Well, they live and die by the three also. It's Giannis taking it to the hole or Dame?
I think you had that 1-2 punch in the playoffs.
If Chris Middleton's healthy, they go far.
Who's Boston's number 2 punch?
There's supposedly Jaylen Brown, but I'm going to say Derek White.
See, I think it's Kristaps Porzingis. But I don't think
I don't think so either. That's New York. Did you just take the New York out of your mouth sometimes? Hey, Jesus.
Come on now, KP, baby.
He's not good. And you know that, hey, let's be honest. The hype is not real. Hey, way overhyped.
Oh, no. So the NBA.
This is 17.
The NBA All-Star game, you know how they had Steph Curry versus Sabrina?
Yeah.
So next year, they're talking about Trae Young versus Caitlin Clark. Are you happy with that?
I like it. I think it's good for both sports.
I think so too.
I think it's good for women's sports.
But do you think Trae Young? Or do you think Caitlin should have her shot at Steph?
Either one. I don't think it matters.
Or do you need to have two new guys in there? Just
two new is fine.
But is Trae Young that person, or is it like Dame, 3-point contest champion? Like
if they went like distance, they put Dame in there. Because he shoots from the logo every time.
But distance is a 2-time 3-point contest winner.
I think, you know what? Pull Larry out of retirement. Let's go. Hey, pull Craig Hodges out of retirement. That's an underrated 3-point champion.
Oh,
winner.
Oh, I gotta go back.
Yes, go.
Back to the NFL.
I'm excited for you.
Back to the NFL.
You got me excited. What's going on?
I got a who's who in the NFL.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
Yeah, who's who. Okay. Through the first 50 career starts, these are quarterbacks.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm in. Let's go.
The win-loss record. One guy is 20-30.
Ooh.
The other guy is 19-30-1. So pretty much the same almost.
Sure.
Okay. The passing rating, one guy is 85. The other guy is 86.
Same.
Okay. Pass plus rush yards, one guy is 12,734. The other guy is 12,458.
Okay.
Okay. Pass touchdown interception rate, 58-39. The other guy is 57-33.
Wait, what was the ratio?
Touchdown to interceptions. One guy was 58-39.
This is 1 year.
No, this is over the 50 starts.
Over 50 starts, okay.
58-39.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy is 57-33.
You got me intrigued.
Okay. Yards attempt, same, 6.7. Completion percentage, same, 63%. Who's the first guy and who's the second guy?
You said a lot of rushing yards.
No, I said combined pass and rush yards.
Oh, that throws it off a little bit. Is one of them Cam Newton?
No. They're both active players in the NFL.
Oh, shit.
Yes. And one gets looked at as being a top 10 quarterback.
So it's nobody in the last 3 years then?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. One's Jalen Hurts then?
No. They're both white. One guy gets looked at as a top 10 quarterback, and the other one gets looked at as he needs a replacement.
Oh, so one's either Josh Allen or Herbert.
No.
What? Who else? What the? Hang on.
Okay.
It's not Herbert. They're white.
I'm empty.
Me too. Hang on. We got to finish this before we take a break. They play right now.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins?
No.
Jesus.
He's a run.
A little bit.
No.
Are you counting Russell Wilson as white?
You want me to tell you the division he plays?
Say Tannehill.
No, I'm going to tell you the division they play in.
No, give me one. I'm going to do one more guess. Then you can do that.
Okay.
Not Brock Purdy.
He hasn't played long enough.
Oh. Well, I said last 3 years. You said.
50. He hasn't played 3 years.
Didn't he?
He only played 2.
Oh. I feel like forever.
Oh.
All right, I'm lost. Audience gone. So tell me.
Okay. Tell you your name or tell you the team?
Tell me the team.
Team. One team is Jacksonville.
Oh.
Other team is the Giants.
Lawrence and Eli Manning. Daniel Jones. I'm just kidding, yeah. Dude.
So which one is which?
Hey, you like those Eli Manning and Melo commercials?
I do, actually.
Corona's kind of fun, right? Yeah.
So which one is which?
Daniel Jones is the one that's, that has more than Trevor Lawrence.
No.
Oh. Okay, but he's right there with him.
He's right there with him, right? And is it one quarterback looked at as top 10 and the other one looked at replacement?
Right. So what other stat are we missing that puts Daniel Jones in the category of he's not that good?
I don't know, because because the win-loss record, Trevor Lawrence is 20-30,
yep,
and Daniel Jones is 19-30-1. Passer rating 85-86.
I know.
Passing your rush yards 12,700 to 12,400. Touchdown interception is 58-39, 57-33.
There's got to be something that people are... I mean, when I look at both of them, I think Trevor Lawrence is better.
Right, but is he really? Like, if you're looking at the stats and the numbers...
Totally understand what you're saying.
He's not. He's not.
But are we missing something with Daniel Jones? What's the turnovers?
Is it the eye test?
What's the turnovers, you said? What were they again?
Interceptions. Trevor Lawrence, 39.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, 33.
Oh, Trevor Lawrence has more.
Yes.
Are we counting fumbles? Are we counting? Well,
no, because it's just an interception.
Stats are one thing, but you always say eye test is different.
Correct.
So, okay.
No, I test downs.
Their completion percentage and what's their ratio of how many third downs do they complete?
Yeah,
I don't know. Kind of shit, because right. Decision making is going to be a big part of quarterback play, obviously.
The eye test obviously says Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback.
Right.
The eye test. But
way better hair too.
But then Goldilocks.
Fabio. Yeah. Remember when Fabio got hit in the face with a bird on the roller coaster? No. You never seen that?
I don't think so.
Dude, this seagull came right at his face and smashed him on. He was doing a test run on a new roller coaster for Six Flags.
Is that why he stopped doing modeling?
I don't know. No, dude, he just comes off with feathers and blood all over his face. Oh. You've never seen that?
No.
That was so crazy. We got to play that clip. It's hilarious.
But eye test says Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback, but stats...
almost lost my laptop.
But stats say that Dan Jones is right there.
I don't know. Give me a better take, because I think... either one could be replaced if we're going to talk about it like that. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but we don't. We put Trevor Lawrence such a high level,
mm-hmm,
and Daniel Jones is right there.
Are we going to talk about Caleb Williams today?
No.
No?
What for? He ain't done anything. He ain't not in the NFL yet.
That's why I think so, too.
So, move on. Well, the biggest sport of the year is happening right now. Oh, you want to take a break first?
I will take a break, but I need you to show. I need to show you this, Fabio.
Oh wow,
dude! Damn. Is that not wild?
And that girl's laughing at him.
Dude, he looks. All right. He looks pissed. Laundry, huh? Vacation laundry. Yeah, at that, everything smells like the sea.
Right.
Everything's all salty and musty. Welcome back, everybody. We don't have to say that. We've already been here. Oh.
All right.
Good pour.
March Madness.
Hey, did you fill out a bracket?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you fill out
like 5 of them.
Oh, Jesus. You know, I've just lost $80 on random bets. I'm so stupid. Yeah. I won one in the first round. Dude, I lost a bet on the over I bet on the under. I can't remember what game it was. By a half point, I lost it. I don't get it.
Ah, that sucks.
I mean, like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, we got this.
Right.
The over under was like 181, right?
And it's going
the total was 182. Wow. 181 and a half is what I had as my bet.
Right.
And I can't remember what game it was, but I stayed up late watching. It was like 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, and these guys are still going, they're fouling each other over and over and over. The game is over. And they're just hitting free throw after free throw after free throw. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So then I think I'm gonna hedge it, and I'm gonna the line moves to, so it started at 180 and I thought it was good. And then I hedged it because it went to, I was like, oh, maybe it'll go to 181 and a half. So I'll do that, right? So I got one more 1.5 points. I lost $50.
Wow.
Fuck.
Damn.
Dude, March Madness is wild.
Yeah.
What's who do you have winning it all in one of your five brackets?
I have UConn.
Typical.
Houston.
Okay. I like that one.
Arizona.
No.
I know. I.
They're doing good. They play today. What are they playing? 11?
No, they played yesterday.
I thought they played today.
No.
Oh. My bad.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, pick up the energy. You left all the energy in the laundry room? What's
up? No. I'm thinking. You asked me questions, so I'm thinking. I got Houston. I got UConn. I got U of A.
You think U of A has a chance to win it all? I mean, anyone does, let's be honest. But I mean,
they have a chance if the right teams are knocked out.
Right.
You know.
So who do you think they match up bad against? What's the one you're like, I don't want to see that game?
Creighton. There's two games I don't want to see. I don't want to see Carolina.
Really? I think they can handle Carolina no problem.
I don't want to see UConn.
Unless it's a championship?
Well, it won't be.
Are you guys on the same side?
No, they'll play them in the first Final Four game.
Oh. So I get lost in the regions.
Yeah.
What's a wild, well, only two real major upsets, Wisconsin and Kentucky.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if the Wisconsin one is that big of an upset, because they were a 5 seed, right?
Yeah, 12-5 usually beat.
That happens, though.
12-5 is usually not a major upset. The Kentucky one, the 14 seed beating them is an upset.
Oakland, is that who beat them?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I don't know. I think they had
somebody with something to prove. Detroit, that's what that was.
Detroit, maybe.
It's because people are saying, "Oh, Kentucky's all freshmen. That's why they're getting beat." And I'm like, "They're still Kentucky.
They got like three NBA players."
Well, are they going to go to the NBA?
They will now.
Or do you think they're going to stay one more year?
No,
I say they stay one more year and run it.
No, Cal just refreshed the whole team. They don't have
no. But here, that's what I'm saying, because they're all young and they're all freshmen. For that's a majority, right? Some of these freshmen are still going to go to the league. One, two will probably go, right? But I would say, in my personal opinion, I'd be like, you have the NIL, right? You could get money now. Why don't you just stay and win an NCAA championship?
Yeah, because
wouldn't that be cooler?
But you want to get to that second contract in the NBA.
Because think about this, dude. No, you're not wrong. But think about this. To win, because we will play the game to win, right? Right, Herm Edwards?
You play to win the game.
So when you're looking at it, I'm like, okay, you get to get to the league. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to be Detroit. You're going to be Houston. You're going to be on. You're going to be on a team that might not be winning, and you're with this upper echelon of basketball players. I want to go win now. Win a title.
Yeah, but you want to get you a second contract.
I understand the money, but you can get money in the NIL though.
Now that you can't in the NBA.
No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, as kids, you still have time. That's the point. You have time, and wouldn't you rather win a championship? Win the chip, dude.
Some of these kids may not have time. That'd be due to their families.
No, I get it. Well, there's also probably family pressure too. We can get, you know, deep dive into that shit.
Yeah. So who do you have to win it all?
I like Houston.
Yeah. It's a good solid team.
I do. I like Houston. They've been flip-flopping, what, number one to number three all year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've been doing pretty good. I think U of A has a good chance. I really do.
Well, it's all about matchups, though. Like, I don't, like, today at 3 o'clock, Baylor and Clemson plays.
That'll be good.
So that the winner of that plays U of A.
I watched Oregon and Creighton last night, double overtime.
No, single overtime.
Do you want to do this again?
Yeah.
It went to double overtime.
No, see, not double overtime.
Do I have to do this?
No,
I'm going to phone a friend. I'm going to call my wife because she watched it with me.
I was on a plane. I don't know.
Then why are you talking shit?
So Baylor and Clemson played today.
Hey, so far you're 0-for-3 today.
Yeah, I know. I'm still on that time zone.
It's only 2 hours. It ain't weird, that crazy.
Though, but it's weird. I thought, for the longest time, I thought it was 3 hours ahead.
No.
Because they're East Coast. I mean, almost.
Well, I know.
So I was. You think it,
did you meet hours. A lot of people from New York and like East Coast?
No.
Because I feel like the Jamaica is like the East Coast Cabo.
No, there's a lot of people from Canada. A lot of people from like Cleveland. A
lot of Spring Breakers?
Yeah. But they said it was busier last week. That was more spring breakers last week.
I'm guessing the East Coast had more. Well, that's when we went to Disney because of spring break. Our kids were on spring break. But Dice Art and all them locals here are all now.
Right.
Which the morning drive is good. No high schoolers to worry about.
Easy, right?
There's always one accident every week, it seems like.
Yeah.
Learn how to drive. Jesus.
So you were saying something about as far as is it me or is the men's not watch as much this season?
Maybe it was just me. Like it I didn't is watch. Just you. Man, I was trying to watch college basketball you a little don't, bit. Though. Can I say the sentence?
Yeah,
you can. Can I say the sentence?
Go ahead.
I didn't watch it as much this year, which when actually do you ever? This is the least amount I watched it more last year too.
I don't remember.
Anyway, we can go check tape. We have it on film.
Okay, yeah.
But what I'm saying is I didn't watch it like I did, and I wasn't like, I need to watch this. Like usually at work, I'm like, I got three monitors, dude, so I can watch anything I want. You know what I mean? I didn't watch one game. I didn't even check highlights or updates or nothing.
That's because you're always on this football bullshit. You and Pat, like, get off that shit. It's off season. Who gives a shit? Move on to the next sport that's current right now.
Well, NFL is still relevant.
But then you get mad. Every sport is relevant in the offseason, but you get mad when other people talk about other sports.
I didn't.
No, I'm not saying. No.
Your anger is projected to me. You look at the camera, camera.
I'm just saying.
And you tell him.
I'm just saying that you get mad when people talk about other sports that are relevant to them during the actual time they're playing and not just or even during the offseason. You're like, dude, I don't give a shit. Fuck that. Talk about the sports that are in season right now. Period.
Okay, so who's winning the PGA Tour Japan thing tonight? I'm just kidding.
Whoever the leader is?
I don't even know. Yeah, who the leader is. Believe me. Hey, I was on tilt the other night. After losing that 181.5 deal, oh my God. I had like $80 still from another win that I had because I've only won one bet. I'm still down for the tourney. We won't talk about overall. I was like, let me find some live sports. I'm making this money up right now. I don't even know why I thought this. This is how stupid I am. I saw there's a PGA tournament that just started in Japan. I picked three winners. All of them are down to like 18, 19. One didn't make the cut on for Saturday. I'm like, because it was big. It was good money because everything starts like the winners start at like 6-1. I'm like $20, 6-1. I'll make my money back. It's 120. We'll be good.
Yeah.
No. The betting gods hate me, or I'm just dumb. Betting is hard. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, it is hard.
You could do this. Like if you look at it, okay, so it's totally different than investments. So if you look at NVIDIA, Apple, whatever, right? If you make 4 or 5% on the year on what you invest in, that's a fucking win, right?
Right. Right.
But nobody will take an 8-1, let's say UConn is favored against whoever their 16 seed was. You know, they're 8-1 favorite. It's -800. It ain't a lot, but it's a good percentage on top. You put $100 down, you win 110. You win $10. If you won $10, if you made $1,000 on a $10,000 investment, you're cool with it. But in betting, it's not like that at all, if I'm articulating it correctly. It's like no one will go, they want to take a parlay or they want to take this. And you're just like, everyone wants to double their money or make like some ridiculous amount. We're all in love with that ridiculous amount is what I'm trying to say.
Yep, we are.
Because we're like, well, if I get all six of these to happen, I'm going to win $10,000. But nobody goes, I'm going to put $1,000 in and hopefully make $1,200. I'm going to make $1,000 and let's make $200.
Right.
Because you know that they're going to win, right?
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Is that weird how people do that?
Well, everybody wants that quick fix. That quick.
No, that's kind of the point. If I articulated that correctly.
Right.
This will not be a clip.
No.
No, be nice.
It won't.
We'll see what the AI says.
Yeah, right.
Hey, that's all that is. You know that, right?
For sure.
Shout out Opus Clip. Man, dope. That's a dope program, man.
You like it?
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, you tell me.
Which one?
All of our clips, I put them in Opus Clip. I don't chop them up anymore.
Oh.
I save so much time.
Hell yeah.
And then all I do is kind of edit them as they go just a little bit.
You think that's what LeBron and Redick will do?
Oh, yeah. They're going to have, well, first of all, you got LeBron money, which is endless. And JJ Redick got good money, too. So
I didn't see that pair happening.
That came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I did.
I just randomly was scrolling, like always, doom scrolling. And all of a sudden, I'm like, what is happening here? I see LeBron on a podcast. I'm like, he had his barbershop on HBO.
Yeah.
Cool, right? It's fun. when you look at this one, they have this behind the scenes cut kind of thing where it's just audio and they're trying to get prepped for the show. And JJ's like, look, I want it to be a little cunning. I want it to be informative. I want it to be, I want a little, you know, I'm paraphrasing. He's like, I want it to be razzle dazzle. We love the game. We're going to talk about the game. We're not going to talk about hate. We're not going to talk about this. And I was like, okay. Not an odd couple in a sense, yeah, but a like, little bit. But like I say odd couple, but I mean like, it's not who I thought would be.
Yeah,
LeBron would pair up.
I wouldn't pair up with them.
Would you think LeBron would pair up with like PG, you know, Paul George, or maybe even who else? Like, who's in his camp? Like him and Draymond. Well, Draymond's on his own.
Or him and Melo.
Or D Wade, because Wade has his podcast. Everyone's got a podcast now, guys. Pick somebody.
Yeah.
Podcasting is our MySpace page now. Am I wrong?
No, but pick ours though.
Yeah, pick Two Beers, Two Mics.
Yeah.
Like, follow, subscribe on every social media outlet you can think of. We exist. Hey, we're on Rumble. Did you know that?
I know what that is.
Me neither, but people are on it, so I put it out there.
Okie dokie. What's this baseball news? What's this?
Wait, elaborate on the JJ. You didn't even tell me your opinion on the JJ Redick and LeBron.
I said it's a weird.
You think
weird
it's going to be cool?
I think it'd be fine.
Don't try to hurry me out of here. I'm going to get mad right now. Don't you do that. I know what you're doing.
Hurry me out of here?
Hurry me out of
here. Oh, no. I think it'd be fine.
Will you tune in?
Probably not.
Why?
I never tune in.
You don't watch podcasts at all?
I do a little bit, but not like...
Megan thinks I'm crazy because I'll put them up on the big screen. And she's like, why are you watching this? I go, it's a podcast.
I mean, I watch it, but I'm not like...
I literally watch Joe Rogan's podcast called Protect Our Parks. Like it's Ari Shaffir and Shane Gillis and Mark Norman and himself. All they do is drink and smoke and for 5 hours and talk shit. And it's hilarious. I mean, they're comedians, so they're always funny.
Yeah,
I can watch that. Megan's like, this is crazy. Why would you watch this? I'm like, because it's what I would do.
Yeah,
it's what we're doing right now.
No. I mean, it's fine. Like, I watch it, but I don't have time, man.
But you got time to watch a game?
No, I don't.
What are you telling me? You don't? What do you mean you don't have time?
Because I record the game and I fast forward through half of it.
Okay, but what are you doing in the meantime? What's going on? You have one kid. I got two kids in sports, and I watch all this shit. So you tell me how much time you don't have.
I just got shit to do, man. I just don't have time.
That doesn't help me.
It's behind the scenes stuff.
All right, here we go. Anyway, JJ Redick, LeBron, new pod.
Do you know what it's called?
No.
Oh, okay.
Shout out that.
I don't know what it's called. So
I thought it was cool. They drink wine. That's cool. Just like we are. This is our wine.
Yeah, it's our wine.
We're going to church.
Pretty much. Today we are.
It's Hell Sunday. Yeah.
So spring training's almost over. Baseball.
Can you tell I'm going to spring training later today?
Yeah. Who are they playing?
Cubs.
Here? There?
Everyone's gone, though, so it's all minors.
Oh, yeah, right, because season starts this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it kicks off Tuesday, technically.
Well, it kicked off last week when Dodgers and Padres in Korea.
Yes. I'm glad you said Dodgers and Korea and Asians, and which alludes to...
Otani. What was that all about? Explain that. I don't understand what's
going
on.
Wait a minute. You don't know any about this?
I know about...
Are you kidding me?
No, I don't.
You don't know what's happening?
Something about interpreter. I don't know.
Otani's one of us, bro.
What are you talking about?
He's a gambler like the rest of us. He's betting on sports.
Oh.
If you don't know, Otani is betting on sports like everybody else.
And he can't do that.
You're not supposed to.
Oh.
We got a little Pete Rose action going on right here.
Oh.
And they fired his interpreter.
Because the interpreter slipped something?
Bro, he took the fall.
Oh.
Come on, man. Come on.
So what did interpreter say?
He didn't, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Oh, he just.
They're saying that they let him go because he was the one who made the bet for Otani. And that's the alleged thing is like, now there's an investigation. Nothing will happen.
No.
That guy sells a billion tickets. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, nothing will happen.
All those things over in Korea where they were, was it three games against the Padres? All sold out. I mean, packed to the nines. Gone. Like there's no seats, no parking, no nothing. That's how much he sells. You know how much money they made on those three games, the MLB?
Oh, for sure.
They could pay Alex Rodriguez's contract six times over. That's how much money they made.
Pretty much.
And I'm talking about the Rangers contract. That's a big one.
Oh, they probably could have paid Otani's contract already.
But do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, that dude's going to sell tickets. They're going to be like, we launched an investigation. Oh, sure you did.
Just to please the public.
But you saw the thing I posted on Twitter, John Candy. Oh, sure.
just to please the public.
Because somebody's like, this should be jail time. I'm like, calm down.
Right.
Hey,
right.
We all do it. Right. We're all gamblers.
But I mean, the NFL.
None of our kids are going to college.
But the NFL at least suspends their players.
One, Calvin Ridley.
Well, they suspend some players like 10 games or 8 games or whatever.
But even, yeah, but they ain't going to do that first. Well, if they give him a suspension, it's because there's too much going on in the social media. That's right. Am I wrong?
Or too much evidence to not do something.
There'll be evidence.
I mean, saying like too much evidence.
But you can easily just go, that's his account. That's not mine.
Like he has to go.
Where did he get the money? Where did you get, what was that, $3.5 million
Where'd you get the funding from?
That's a lot of money. It's a lot of cheese for an interpreter.
Would he get suspended?
That's what I'm saying. So if he gets suspended,
it's how long is it?
Maybe 10 games. They can't afford. Hey, they can't afford half a season.
It's 50 games.
Hey, they can't afford that.
They have to.
No way.
They have to send a message.
Dodger, but they won't though.
I know.
Hey, and then Pete Rose gets in 2027.
if they don't suspend this guy, or they don't suspend him and put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame this year. Breaking news.
It's like, nice trade off.
Breaking news.
Would you do that? Would you be like, that's cool? Right?
Like Pete Rose gets in the Hall of Fame.
Would you not be cool with that? Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame regardless. Well, Who cares?
Yeah.
Just like all the steroid users should be in there. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
Give him steroids now, LeBron. I said it.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, longevity. And I'm like, steroids, bro. Come on. We know. We know the thing in Miami with the other guy.
Yeah. You don't think Kobe has steroids?
Oh, I'm not saying nobody. I'm not saying Shaq didn't do it either. I'm saying let him do it.
Yeah. Even playing field.
Peptides. I'd do peptides. I'm just shredded. What? What else you got? What else did I write down? Oh, did we do social media again? Because we have to redo it because we sucked in the beginning and didn't record anything.
Okay, what's his major pushback on social media? The 90s don't...
Oh, I mean, have you seen this TikTok crap?
No.
We're done with the 90s?
No.
First of all, I know you've seen it because this is from your algorithm.
Maybe I just like...
Stop it.
For real.
Stop it. You create your own algorithm, just so you know.
I mean, I may look at it, but I don't. I just keep going, though.
That's all you had to say was, I mean, look at it, okay. And that's it. Remember, 10, 15 seconds in, they got you. So they're trying to ban it. Real quick, they're trying to ban it. You think it happens or no?
Ban what, TikTok?
Yeah. What is it like? I don't know the number because I don't know.
Is it because it's from China that way?
They say that a Chinese company owns it. I thought Microsoft bought it.
I don't know.
I'm just dumb.
Oh, they're trying to recreate something in America then to keep it going?
We have that. It's called Instagram.
No, because you can't... Well, yeah, yeah.
But no, they just don't have the long form stuff yet. Because we put our podcast on TikTok, right? You can do a long form. The other thing is, so the fuck are we talking about?
The TikTok, pushback 90s.
The pushback. Shit. Oh yeah, we're done with the 90s shit. That's just millennials, just crybaby crap. That's all that is.
But what is it about? I don't understand.
The people are saying because there's a big LeBron Jordan debate right now, right. Which there'll be forever, guys. Forever. This is what it is. And this is what social media drives, right? So right now, kids are hashtagging, oh, or whatever it may be. We're done with the 90s. Trash, players, all that kind of stuff. It's like, there's no...
This is a sports thing.
You're out of your... You're done with the 90s basketball. That's what it was. Oh,
okay. No. You can't do that.
No. Hell no. One, look at this. Let me give you this example. LeBron was drafted in 2003, right?
Yeah.
Jordan played and retired in 2002, the second retirement, right?
I think 2003 he played.
Nonetheless, LeBron came in.
LeBron played the same year Jordan played in the league, huh?
I don't think so, because they would have played each other. Yeah, they never did.
You're right. You're right.
So, but then...
Well, 2002-2003 season is Jordan's last season.
The point of it is these little whiny crybabies that don't like the fact that Jordan was Michael Jordan and they want their hero to be the guy. I get the push, right? No problem. But they're trying to say, like, overall, I'm like, you know, there's no 90, none of, a lot of these players, even like, you go Kobe, Stephon Marbury, Kevin Garnett, all these guys were drafted in the late 90s. Vince Carter, Tracy Shaq. McGrady, all Shaq's, you know, drafted 92. It's like, yo, LeBron is LeBron for this time. Right. The 90s, a lot of today does not happen without the 90s. And a lot of the 80s, it's how it works. It's how the evolution of basketball works. Guys, there's still... People don't get this stuff. There's a lot of players that could play today with the same skills that they had in the 80s. There's a lot of players that could go back today and go back and play the 80s. Hey, and there's a lot of players today right now that are in the league that could, to be honest, could struggle against the 80s players.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
80% of the NBA right now would not be able to play any 90s basketball.
I don't think so. You heard it here first, folks.
They would not be able to play 90s basketball.
Hey, I'm 100% with you. And I'm not being biased. I watch all the NBA. I watch all the eras.
And I think
we're only talking about a very short removal of Jordan to LeBron or even Kobe to Jordan. Right. Kobe played with Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the rules...
You can't say done with the 90s. That's my point.
The rules have dictated the shift in the NBA as far as how it's being played.
There's that.
But a lot of the players now, I mean, granted, they adapted to the way the style is played right now, but they would not be able to play back in the 90s.
Did you see Brandon Jennings on Gilbert Arenas' pod? Because I know he's in your algorithm.
Yeah, no, I didn't see
it. When they asked him about the how many Euro players play defense...
No, yeah.
And Brandon James is like, yeah, all the Euro players are like top five right now. There's only Euro players. And he mentioned two Canadians, didn't mention any Euros. And Gilbert goes, he's from Canada. I think he said SGA. I think he Canada. Said somebody else. And he goes, Canada.
Who else is from
Canada? And then Brandon Jennings.
But who else is from Canada?
It sucks because Brandon Jennings was a great player. Remember, he was like one of the first ones to go like overseas, then come to the NBA.
But
right?
Who's from Canada that's top player right now other than SGA?
Oh, I don't remember who else he said. Off the top of my head, I can't remember.
R.J. Barrett?
Yeah, maybe. But he wasn't talking about top. Or he wasn't talking about R.J. Barrett as being a top. But he was talking about another guy, too, that I was like, another Canadian. Oh, I can't remember who it was. White dude. But anyway, this shit was funny.
That is funny.
I like Gilbert Arenas, but his takes, come on, man. What are we doing?
I think it's entertaining, though, some of his takes.
No, I'm not saying they spark... They spark the argument.
And that's I think.
But when he stands on it, you go.
Well, you have to, though.
Come on, man.
You have to stand on it.
No, I get it. No, so what I think he's vying for, this is just my opinion. I think he's vying for like a position at ESPN or a position at a top media company.
To debate.
To do something like that. But that doesn't always get you that far.
No, but.
What was the guy that was on Ryan something? Not Ryan Clark, but Ryan, somebody who's a basketball player, played for the Nuggets and Spurs.
Ryan Holland?
Yeah, remember him on ESPN, like first take and stuff? They kicked his ass out of there. His takes were so bad.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, even Steve and all those guys are like, hey, he has, last time you seen him ever.
I don't know.
It's a couple years, right? Yeah. He was on that show.
He's not even on Fox anymore.
No, he's not on anything.
I don't know where he's at.
Hey, because he's terrible. And that's where I think Gilbert Arenas is trying to get to a Ryan Hollandish kind of spot. And I go, look what happens to that, though.
I think Gilbert has a lot more. Good takes and good thoughts with his arguments. Like you can actually see his side. Ryan, you couldn't see his side. Gilbert, I think you can actually say, you know what? I kind of see where you're going with it and it makes sense. You may not agree with it, but you can.
I like Agent Zero for the record.
But you can kind of see it. You know what I'm saying? You can kind of.
And like, you're gonna battle for him because he's a U of A guy anyway.
Well, of course. But you can. I'm not biased. But you can kind of see what Gilbert is saying.
Hey, you know, I got a funny story about being at his compound in Tucson.
No, what's up?
So I worked for this sports company, this sports construction company, right? Local here in Phoenix. And he has a compound in Tucson. Now, I was told this was his house. He was not there. So the groundskeeper or whoever was there, like a mate, it wasn't like you just pulled up and it was this extravagant thing. It was a lot of property behind a gate. You know what I mean? So I'm taking photo. They want to put a basketball court in the area. So this is what my job was, to go where they should put it and this kind of stuff, right? Long story short, I'm taking photos, blah, blah, blah. He has these two big white, like big fluffy dogs. I don't know what the hell they're called. They're not huskies or anything like that, but I don't know what. They're probably like Serbian something. They're just big white dogs. Friendly. I take my photos, take my measurements, get out of there. I go back and upload my photos. Dude, these dogs are humping. And I took photos of it. I didn't even see it. Gilbert Arenas' dogs were humping in front of my camera. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I come back and I upload, and I'm doing a presentation to show the estimating team what I saw. And everyone goes, what was that? And I'm like, oh my God. Hey, I didn't even notice. I had no idea. Now, my only thought, it was funny. That's funny as hell. But it was so funny because they said that was Gilbert's house, but I still kind of, part of me goes, maybe it wasn't. They just said that.
No.
I don't know.
You never know.
It was a nice spot.
Yeah. We're in Tucson.
I couldn't even tell you right now. Dude, that's like 15 years ago.
No, that's okay.
Dogs humping. Gilbert Arenas' house. Anyway.
Yeah. So who's your World Series pick for
That's a crazy switch. I went from eating pussy to baseball, just like that.
Yeah, just like that. So who's your World Series pick?
The Braves.
Match versus who?
Probably Houston again.
I know.
It's going to be Houston or the Rangers.
No.
You think the Rangers lost too much on the rotation? I think Mariners got a tough rotation, dude.
They do. They look good, man.
Ooh, speaking of this shit, did I tell you this?
No.
My son got Luis Castillo's autograph. Shout out Luis Castillo.
That's awesome.
La Piedra. Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Oh, my. Oh, my mic went out. Did your mic go up?
No. Oh, that's why.
That's why.
That's why. No, that was awesome when you showed me that. That was awesome.
Dude, my kids were killing in the autograph thing. Got Julio's so close so many times and he never got it. But they're
today?
No, we're not gonna get it today. They're already gone. Starters are all gone. It's right. All minors
that's right,
today.
That's right. Today the last day?
Tomorrow. Yeah, today's last day. Tomorrow is there's only five games total in the Valley today. There's two tomorrow. And Mariners go play Padres tomorrow in Petco. And I think it's spring training, but I mean, they're not here. I don't know why they call it that, and I don't even know what the exhibition game they're. It's an exhibition game because the season starts on Wednesday, right?
Technically. Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah. I don't know. Baseball's going to be so hard to call. It really will be. Because we're going to do this pod, and then it's like going to be like, oh, I like this team. And then it's like, well, guess who's faltered? And then it's like, oh, these teams will end up being there.
Yeah. I think if Baltimore Orioles could learn from last season.
Well, they kept most of their team together.
They can
mostly
they can learn and grow from last season. I think they'll be there.
I could see that.
They're my team out of the AL.
I'd love to see the Mariners just get to the playoffs again. That's all.
I don't
have any expectations.
Well, the problem is they're in the West with Houston and Texas.
And yeah.
I mean that's the problem.
We ain't worried about the A's. We ain't worried about the Angels.
No, it's Houston and Texas and you guys. Like you potentially could have three teams out of the West because you only have one out of the Central.
It's true.
Whether it's Cleveland or Minnesota,
we got one of their best hitters from Minnesota.
That's
though,
what I'm saying. So it's either going to be Minnesota.
He's our second baseman.
Minnesota, White Sox, or Cleveland.
I can see Cleveland. Cleveland. Hey, I can see Cleveland.
But it's one team though.
Yeah,
and the AL East might have two teams.
Who do you got?
I got Baltimore and Tampa. I can't argue with that.
But Tampa's got to like pace themselves.
Right.
They came out on fire, and then what happened?
They still made it, though.
No, I know, but...
Yeah. Toronto might be there, too, though. But I think the bottom of that barrel is going to be Yankees and...
You think they're going to be... Again, they're not going to make the playoffs?
I don't think so. With Gerrit Cole out for 2 months with his elbow injury?
I saw that. That was tough, dude.
And they didn't go sign Blake Snell or a starter?
Yeah, Blake Snell went to the Giants. Come on.
So... They don't have enough. You can only score so many runs, but if you've given up more runs than you score, it doesn't matter.
Well, you guys have Juan Soto.
That's what I'm saying. You can score runs, but if your pitching gives up more runs, it doesn't matter.
That's Mariners' problem last year.
Right? So I think they're going to be on the bottom. I look at Tampa and Baltimore. Toronto may be fighting Tampa, but I think it's Baltimore's division to lose.
I can see that.
Yeah.
What else we got on this paper? What do we got?
Nothing.
We're talking about Kay Middleton.
Yeah.
Who was it? Ohtani.
Yeah.
I don't think anything happens with Ohtani.
I think he gets suspended.
We're going to talk about... Well, we can talk about it for a second. Is Ime a good coach or no?
I think he is. I don't think you take a bunch of young kids and...
I think coaching is very important in the NBA, but I also think that if you have a good head... If you take the Miami Heat with LeBron and those guys, they really didn't need Spoelstra. They could have done it themselves.
Could they?
I think so.
Remember, LeBron went down there to learn how to win. You don't learn how to win without a coach and a player that's there.
I'm just saying, in the NBA, there's a lot of very well
studied. Look at Doc Rivers. He's actually turned the Bucks around more than
they were already good without Doc Rivers.
Not disciplined good. Not defensively good.
I don't know. I don't know why we keep hiring Doc Rivers. What are we doing?
I don't know either, but still.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Is that a weird... I don't think that's even a weird take. Like, how does that guy always have a job, yet he gets fired every year?
He does.
What's going on?
I don't know. I think coaching is important.
Yeah?
It's probably the least important in all the sports, major sports.
Yeah, because you need a manager in baseball. You definitely need football. You need all the coaches.
Right.
Like, soccer, you just need someone to
basketball,
watch
you, yellows. You just need to have... A good coach that has good schemes, good play calling. Like, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to draw. Yeah. And the players would just take it and go.
I got you.
But I think Ime is a good coach. I think he is a good coach.
A lot of young players on that Houston team, man.
So I think that's why they are winning now. They finally are learning how to play the game of basketball on the NBA level and win. Man, plus, Jalen Green having a third kid in like 12 months.
He likes to.
Well, so do I, but wrap it up, though, dude.
I'm with you. Don't be a Sean Kemp.
Clump.
Kemp. Stop it.
Well.
Today was going really well. God damn it, James.
Welcome back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jalen Green is a baller, though. Ara Thompson? He's got twin brother plays with the Pistons.
The Pistons guy is out for the year.
I know. Pistons. What are we gonna do? I'd sit out, dude. Yeah. Like, you guys don't need me, right?
Yeah, no. But surprisingly, though, they don't have the worst record anymore.
No.
Washington does.
I know. But
if you would have thought, like, at the beginning of the season, Detroit would not have the worst record going into the end of the season, you would have lost money.
How bad is Jordan Poole?
Dude.
Am I missing something?
Is he playing his way? Is he playing bad on purpose?
So this is what I'm saying. Like, so he's a role player for the Warriors. Championship season, right? He did great as a role player.
So
he's trying to be the man somewhere, and he's not the man.
So that's coaching then.
And I think that's also the Warriors going, you think you're bad? Bye. Also, Draymond knocked you out.
Well, yeah. But that's also the team knows.
I'm sorry,
the coaching knows, right? They know what kind of player you are. Like, you're not that guy that you think you are.
Yeah. To me, the Wizards have a problem anyway. They should probably move to Seattle. But you know what I'm saying? Well, who goes on those games?
Yeah. You can't have a same thing with the Washington Commanders. Like, that area, like, go to Virginia or go to what's right there, Virginia or Maryland or Carolina.
Go to Carolina.
Like, pick a state.
Be in Raleigh and then have Charlotte on the west and then have Raleigh on the east.
Like, pick a state and pick a city in that state.
Right.
And you will gravitate those fans toward that. More so than you get a combustion of
Baltimore get an NBA team?
Well, yeah, why not?
Baltimore Bullets.
Right. No, can't use the BB.
Hey.
No. But
I show the finger guns for the
Baltimore has baseball and football, so why not basketball?
You're not wrong. I'm just saying, like, three major sports over there, why not?
Baltimore Wizards.
Speaking of Commanders, what do you think of Seattle Seahawks picking up Sam Howell? I wanna know, like, hey, did you actually You saw that happen, obviously.
I did see that happen.
So, what do you think? What do you...
Well, I think Drew Locke wasn't your backup. Like you need a formidable backup, because when Geno gets hurt, you need somebody to come in to sustain at least 2 or 3 weeks. And I think Sam Howell is that guy.
You want to hear something wild?
You think Sam Howell beats Geno Smith for the starting job?
No, I wasn't going to say that. I think
I'm telling you.
I don't think that happens.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, I'm on the wave, but I'm behind you a little bit.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
What I'm saying is, or what I'm going to tell you is, I think it's Sam's job when Geno goes. Geno goes next year to like the Saints and finishes his career. Because, dude, we're going to year 12 for Geno. You know what I mean? So Geno's been around for a long time.
That's not a Mike Modano guy, though. You gotta remember who
I know.
So you gotta remember I who know. You have.
And they have a quarterback who's the same age as all the kids coming out today. Right? Yeah. He's the same age. Yeah. Am I wrong?
No.
I don't know why that's funny.
No, but it is funny.
But he's like, Spencer Rattler's older than him.
Well, his
Caleb Williams is the same age as him.
His backup, Drake May, is not coming into the league.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So you got a kid with 1 year starting NFL experience, right?
Yeah.
And now you're gonna, like, why don't you sit back? And a veteran like Geno, who's been around the league for a long time.
So they're going to let Geno struggle in the new system.
They're
going to let Geno struggle in the new system, let Sam Howell learn the new system, and then replace him.
I don't think you're wrong on the struggle, because everybody who gets a new coach, nobody's perfect the first year. New players, new schemes, it always works out that way.
Who did he hire for offensive coordinator?
Ooh, I can't remember.
Okay.
Man, damn.
Because that would be the key, because...
I know we got Leslie Frazier. Leslie Frazier for defense.
Because Mike is defense, right? Yeah. So the defense is going to change a little bit. Well, a lot. But the offense can't stay the same if the offense coordinator is the same.
Ryan Grubb. Remember?
Was he there last year?
No.
Was it Schottenheimer? Who did you have last year, OC?
I don't remember.
Was it Brian? Wasn't it Brian Schottenheimer?
Oh, the kid from LA, for the Rams.
Oh, okay.
He went to the Jets. University of Washington offensive coordinator.
Okay. Oh, that's right. That's right.
He didn't have to go that far.
The Jets making some moves.
Yeah.
Taking my Baltimore lineman. Good teams always get plucked, right?
What? That, but also, here's the other thing. Everyone blankets free agency as like, my team's not doing anything and nothing's going to happen. How many free agents, let's be honest, how many NFL free agents come in and make a crazy immediate impact and all of a sudden they're the top dog. They win MVPs, awards, and they win titles and all that kind of stuff. How many actually make that happen? Not a lot.
No.
Right?
But they make an impact. You can't have some free agents come in and make impact. Like Clowney make an impact.
But impact, Keith Van Hoy, I mean, like,
made an impact.
Okay, how about this? People make a bigger deal, yes, than it should be with,
right,
free agency.
No, like, you're right.
First,
you're
of
right,
all, it's a new scheme, you're new, right, coaches to them. They have to adapt to that player. It's not everyone can just, there's a lot of talent in the NFL.
Just plug and play.
You can't just plug and play with a lot of guys.
No, you're right.
And that goes all the way around.
No, you're right. You're right.
I would say Peyton Manning is probably one of the biggest free agency chances that make the biggest difference. Quarterbacks make a big difference.
Brett Favre made a big difference when he
was. But that's what I'm saying, like, yeah, quarterbacks. But yeah, I'm saying, like, go back 10 years.
So Kirk Cousins is going to make a big, huge difference.
I think so. Well, Atlanta, for sure.
I think Atlanta to win the division.
That's fair. Unless Bryce Young really steps
over
up.
Over Tampa?
Baker Mayfield got 3 years. Shout out for Baker Mayfield. $100
yeah.
million, dude.
Hell yeah,
good
dude.
For you, Baker.
Good for him. Good for him. Good for him.
Get that State Farm money.
Right.
Okay, folks.
Okay.
Are we done? Because you're slowing down, I can tell.
All right,
you
man.
Got other things on your mind. You don't want to be here anymore.
All right, man. No, I just got a busy day today.
What are you doing that's so busy?
Just got a lot of shit to do. I got to drive around. And mom's in Italy now, so I got to go take out their house and start the cars. And
oh, she went back?
Yeah. Hmm. So I got to go that side of town. That's just
where they live at? Peoria?
It's Peoria, Sun City-ish. It's right there. Like their address is Sun City, but the mailbox is Peoria.
It's not that far, is what you're saying.
No, it's 20 minutes, 25 minutes away.
That's not that far.
It's far enough for me to drive.
Oh, my God, James.
If it ain't 10 minutes, it's too far.
What?
Yeah, it's too far.
Like, how long you live in Arizona? Forever?
Like, you live on a cusp of where I want to go.
Everything is 30 minutes away no matter what.
Yeah,
too
much. I don't
you're out of control right now.
I don't like driving.
What?
I hate driving.
Why?
I just don't like it.
Did you park your car at the airport?
Nope. Got a shuttle.
So then why did you stop texting me last night? You're like, I'm trying to get home. I'm like, well then you're just riding.
Well, no, because I was in the plane and I'm trying to get everything because I was just trying to get everything together and then just go to the bag of claim.
First of all,
what?
You ain't got nothing to get together. You grab your bag and you wait to get out.
Here's the craziest shit, though.
I want to hear the craziest shit because I fly a lot, as you know, and I want to hear your weird excuses.
So, the weather in Miami,
sure,
caused a 3-hour delay for that plane to get to Jamaica.
Yep.
For us to get back on to go to Miami.
I've been there before. Been to Dominican. It happened to me.
And if we stayed on that flight, we would have missed our connecting flight.
I've been there too.
So we had to reroute to Philadelphia.
You went to Philly?
Yes.
Why do you say it like I should have known that? You didn't tell me that.
I know that.
Don't do that like
well,
I knew.
Well, let me finish. So we had to go to Philly.
Damn.
But that plane.
1 hour delay?
That plane to Philly was an hour delay.
Oh,
so geez. So they in Philly, we landed at like at 5:50.
5:50 East Coast.
Yes. And that plane was supposed to leave at 6:30 East Coast. They changed it and pushed it back to 7:30 because we had to go to customs.
So it's 4:30 here.
So we had to go to customs.
Right.
So we get there, we're running around, luggage and all that stuff. If we get to the gate, you got to push back to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're sitting in
maintenance, right?
That's what they say. But you had to wait for all the people if they're going to Arizona. They had to wait for all them.
Oh, yeah.
So then we finally get on that plane, and that was just a long distance flight, just 4.5 hours. But none of our seats were together.
Did you guys swap?
No, we had we had to.
You had to swap at least one
right,
of you with Jackson.
One person with Jackson.
One of you.
Right. So we had to swap. So I had Jackson this time because she had Jackson going to Philly. Mm-hmm. So I had Jackson coming to Arizona. So it was just me and Jackson, and she was like a row behind us.
So when I was texting you, you were just landing?
Yes. I was just landing.
10 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. I was just landing. But as
you were supposed, you told me, like, I should be in my house at 7:30. I know. That's what you told me.
Well, originally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So originally. I was cool. I was like, oh, you know, 7:30.
Yeah, originally, yeah.
You come home, you can get a couple loads of laundry
exactly.
done.
Exactly. I've been done
and
already.
And then you'd be all right. And then you know, go to bed at 10 or
correct.
Whatever.
Correct.
Catch up on some sports.
Correct. So then, yeah. So
damn. Reroute to Philly. That's
so
tough.
So as you were texting me, we were just landing. I just got services. I'm like, he was over here. I had to get all this shit together. So I was just like.
Yeah, because kids have everything out.
Exactly.
Tablets, candy,
chips,
food.
Everything. Gatorade bottles,
yeah,
everything.
Squishmallows, whatever.
Correct. So I was trying to get him going, and then I just wanted to go. So that's
crazy, dude.
Pretty. And then they said baggage claim 1, and then 20 minutes later, baggage claim 5.
That happens every time. So my dad was just here.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You just missed him.
How was that?
So my dad's never been. It was great. It was awesome. Shout out my dad.
Awesome.
He was awesome to have him here. We had a good time. So I told him how to get through Sky Harbor. He goes, geez, he doesn't fly. So he was like, that was way easier than SeaTac could ever be. Because I told him exactly what to do. I said, you're going to be in Alaska. You're Terminal 3. You're going to get off. You're going to go through a small tunnel. You're going to go left and go down the escalator. Get your bags. You tell me which side of the building you're on,
right,
and I'll meet you there.
South or north,
and I'll grab you. And he was like, he texted me, goes, you hear it? I'm like, I'm in the cell phone lot. I'll be there in a second. Like, it's that quick, you know? And then I even walked him, taking him home. I walked him through up to security and that kind of stuff. And there's nobody in Terminal 3. It's actually really simple. It was awesome. He goes to SeaTac. He's like, I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
Which terminal is this? SeaTac is a nightmare.
No,
it
awesome
really
that,
is.
That came though. That's awesome.
Oh, he loved it.
Sorry, I missed him though.
That's fine. You get a chance. He'll come back.
Cool.
He said he would. He goes, I got to come back. I go, yeah. You should live here.
Yeah. Mom too.
If his sister, my aunt, was not living there, he'd probably move here.
Oh, okay.
What else? I mean,
I don't know.
You gonna stay with my brother and his 12 kids?
Right.
What up, dog?
All right, Holmes. That it? Yes, sir.
We gonna do this next Saturday? Or are you gonna be a little bitch?
Well, we'll try.
Don't say we'll try.
No, I gotta.
We can put Ryan together, and we have a producer
me,
on.
Let me see how the week goes.
What we do Friday? You ain't nothing doing Friday night?
No, I do.
You have a game?
No,
and then
I have a game, but Friday.
Oh my God, James!
Friday night is the anniversary of mom. Jamie's mom passing, so we.
Oh, you don't have to say that.
Well, you
you could have said there's a family thing going on. I'm like, oh,
you know, you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say, oh,
I would have said, oh,
no, you wouldn't. You'd be like, what? No. What? I'm not family. I'm not included. What? That's what you would have said.
Yeah, don't, you didn't invite me to Jamaica.
but you did invite me to Disneyland.
I did, and I always will.
But no, so Friday's little touchy, and Thursday's the anniversary, so that's touchy. So
wait, Thursday's your actual anniversary? Mm-hmm. I thought it was 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. Did you get that engagement ring? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I was looking.
The one you were looking at TikTok?
I was looking.
I know. Yeah, I know. I see your feed.
I know. I was looking. I mean, I have a game plan, but not right now.
Send us out, Holmes.
As always, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, boys and girls, for joining us for Two Beers, Two Mics.
Two Beers, Two
Mics. Episode 73, 74. Which one is it?
I think it's 74.
That's what I said, but you said 73.
It might be 73.
Okay, who cares? But we appreciate
it's
you.
Technically,
each and
like
every, 85. Each and every one of you. Yeah, that's true. That's for sure.
Keep liking, keep subscribing, keep watching us, keep talking
baby.
Shit. Hey,
to
we
all
love
subscribers,
all of you.
We love you, baby. Enjoy the March Madness. And for your boy Nate, your boy Miller.
That's Miller.
We out.
Bye.